97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Welcome back, and I can't wait to get on the road again with my RV, get it hooked up to the truck, get a solid 13 miles to the gallon, and head off into the wild outdoors. How about you, Bo Matthews?
You're just showing off, pal. You're showing off. Here comes the heat because Warren Patton is he's got a great team at Byerly. He's gonna upgrade your RV for you.
You think he will? Hey, Warren, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
All right, doing great. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. President of the Midwest Gateway RV Dealers Association, and you got the RV show coming up here at the end of January. We'll get to more details on that in just a couple of minutes. Are you camping? Now, I think the last time we talked to you, you were actually on vacation in Florida somewhere.
That is absolutely true. Yeah, last time we talked, I was on the middle of a bit of a motorhome journey. Took a trip with the family. Went down, stayed at a lot of campgrounds on the way down to Florida. Then stayed at a hotel. Then parked the RV in storage. Then stayed at a house with the extended family. Then went back and we visited. Stayed about 9 to 10 nights. In campgrounds along the way, some pretty cool campgrounds in Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee. It was a pretty cool trip.
And created so many memories. I bet you're remembering the memories of the family stuff and the things that you saw even more than the travel itself. But as you roll down the road, you can bring everything you need with you, which is a wonderful experience for anybody that loves RVs. Warren, it's really good to have you on and good to talk to you again. What they have at Byerly is they have a great following of for anybody that's first timers, for sure. They got a great video and podcast deal. Yeah, they've got a whole studio, Mark. You'd be impressed. They've got a whole studio where they do this stuff. And what I like about them is, for somebody that doesn't RV and considering it, there's some to learn. I'm not going to say a lot, but you got to know what you're talking about. And your knowledge base out at your place and at the show as well is extensive, wouldn't you say?
We always try to be the leader in the industry in terms of education for consumers. And any RVers who have done it for a long period of time, we like to teach them things that they don't know. You know, the thing about the industry is it's always changing. They're always adding new things. A lot of times people find out things that they didn't even know, and they've been RVers for a decade.
Yeah. They're adding new gimmicks that I want is what they're doing, right?
Gadgets.
new gadgets that I want. Every time I go down to Byerly, and honestly, Warren, and not trying to suck up to you, I'm down there quite often refilling my propane tanks or, buying toilet paper or water treatment or something. And the folks in your service department are always so helpful. I really appreciate that. They're like part of the family. For you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, for us in particular, services is one of the biggest parts of the industry. Anybody who's owned a camper knows that at some point you're going to need something. You basically bought a house when you have an RV, and there's a little bit of maintenance that you need to do to make sure. And so we always are here to both stand by from the actual repair capacity, from the service capacity, from the advice capacity to help people and their service and parts needs. And, for us at Byerly, that's where we make, our biggest investments is in our service facilities and our service people. And we have a fantastic team and a very knowledgeable staff. And we're always just continuing training with them.
It is pretty cool to see. I've actually got to tour the repair area. If you've been to a mechanic shop or something like that, dude, they're RVs. They're monster RVs back there that they're doing stuff on. It's so cool. But what's really good about those that do RV and have been doing it for years, there's always something like Mark wants to go to Grand Teton because that's his favorite place at this point. But the travel show, the RV travel show that's going to be going on, you got a lot of representatives that are going to be there saying, hey, come to our resort because this is why. Can you talk about some of those ideas?
Yeah, well, one of the great things about the St. Louis RV Travel Show is that we have the ability to not only have the dealers, the dealers in St. Louis that have been around forever, the eight most trusted, family dealers in the area, but we also get to add some vendors in, have people from campgrounds, from people from the big parks coming in and kind of giving you the ability to kind of see, what can I do? You know, it's building that dream. Like you were talking about, yeah, I took this trip last year and I made these memories and I remember that stuff. And it's, but a lot of people have the vision of the memories they want to create. And, these people help fill in the vision of, it's not the RV. It's where do you want to go? You know, what do you want to do? How do you want to spend your time with your family, your loved ones, you know, your friends, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that's great. And to Bo's point, we're planning to take our RV to a Glacier National Park up in Montana this summer. And I was describing to Bo my frustration this week with this system where you have to book, if you want a campsite within the national park, you have to book it 6 months out, like to the minute. Like when 9 a.m. Eastern rolls around, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, you have to be ready to push load my cart with the days you want. And I have been beaten at that for a solid week now. I've been trying to get a campsite, and somebody keeps snatching it right out from under me. I mean, maybe at the RV show, there will be somebody there that can school me on how to do that more effectively.
You know, I'll have to talk to Tammy if that's one of the vendors that we have. There's the person who can beat you the system on that. It's like trying to scalp the tickets for some of those concerts, right?
I know. Go ahead, please.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, that's one of the things that I think a lot of people don't realize is that the national parks, the National RV Association, all these people are aware of some of those challenges that you're facing. And I think a lot of consumers may not be aware of, you know, the industry discussions that have and the investments that are being made to kind of make that process better in the future. Right now, you're still constrained by a limited number of spaces. But if you paid attention in the last couple of years, and the RV Dealer Association and you know, like Go RVing have been huge advocates of getting Congress to kind of allow some use of public land and some other funding. So a lot of that stuff is going to be opening up in the future to create more spaces, to create more investment in the parks. But also that on the private side of campgrounds, people are building campgrounds everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've seen how many RVs have been sold over the last 5 to 10 years, and they know that that is how people are spending their time. So there is sometimes this constraint funnel right now, but the future is everybody's already building. They already know, and they've actually been working on this for beyond the last 5 years. They've been aware of the problem, and they're really, really investing a lot across the country in making that experience so much better for people.
Yeah, it's a great point. We're talking to Warren Patton, the president of the Midwest Gateway RV Dealers Association, and also in charge down at Byerly RV there in Eureka. And maybe this speaks to part of the demand as well. I know COVID had a huge impact on your industry. Suddenly people are looking for things to do with their family that where they're maybe not around 1,000 other people. Camping is one way to do that. And maybe talk a little bit about the explosion you guys have seen in the industry the last couple of years.
Oh, you know, it's been a very unique experience overall in the industry. You know, the RV industry has seen a significant growth from about 2016 on. And it was the talk that everybody had about, oh, the boomer generation is going to come in. They're going to buy all the RVs. What we really saw was it wasn't only them. There's a whole younger generation that values experience as the way that they want to spend their time. They value having those moments and those memories. And so what we really saw over the past 8-9 years was a whole trend of not just the people retiring, looking for that big motorhome or however they want to spend their time moving around. It was a younger generation of families entering the market that really drove it. And then during COVID, what really the unique thing that happened was a whole bunch of people who may have never been interested in RVing started to look at the lifestyle and say, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Now we can travel together as a family. Maybe we have all of our stuff here. We don't have to travel hotel to hotel. Maybe I can work from anywhere. So I can now go out in RV and I can work wherever I want to. And so that group of people over the past 3 years since COVID really exploded the industry, because it wasn't just the growth of people who were intenders. It was now a whole bunch of people are like, wow, I never saw this before. And so that has been a huge boom to the industry. And we're still seeing a lot of those people as customers. And we're hoping that they are continued customers over the long haul as well.
Yeah, Warren, I want to interject that the technology is in the RV business is so rapidly changing with whether it's solar panels or whether it's USB ports or Wi-Fi. People are buying Starlink and using their Wi-Fi if they don't have service at a campground they're at or whatever. But when they found out that they could work, you know, remotely anywhere, well, a lot of people have chose to do that. And that the last time I saw you, there was one RV that literally had enough solar panels on top that could charge these giant batteries.
Yeah.
And it could be off grid for quite a while, days, I think, you know, with the solar panels. Anything that's brand new that's in the RV that you have never seen in all these years that you're like, people are not going to believe this.
Well, I think that particular innovation in terms of the actual batteries that can be used to power these things for multiple days. Yeah. That's in more vehicles than people can imagine right now. I think a lot of consumers may have seen, okay, yeah, that's in, you know, some vans, or that's in some large motorhomes where you might be able to do that. But we are now seeing that, you saw it in particular in a fifth wheel toy hauler, in a Valor Alliance. That was an incredible vehicle. A lot of this change was accelerated. It was already happening, but it was accelerated by COVID because manufacturers ran out of generators, you know, so they had to get innovative and they're like, okay, yeah, we're already going to do this battery system. Let's just start doing it now. But where we're really seeing it is now you're seeing 12-volt systems on travel trailers. You're starting to see it in products that we might not have expected to see it right now. Now you're starting to see that off grid in a whole bunch of other things. And it was funny that you mentioned Starlink because there was an actual article yesterday, an announcement by one of the major motorhome companies. Thor Motorcoach announced that they were going to start looking at putting Starlink in as an added feature into some of their motorhomes.
Nice.
And really, how many times have you been showing off a motorhome yourself or any of your sales force that people say, I could live here. This is nicer than my home. It happens every day, right?
it absolutely does. And I think when you go down to the RV show, you know, when you go to America Center and you're wandering through and you're looking at all these toys, you know, everybody's going through, that is one of the most common statements that people make as they walk through these motorhomes. And, you know, you got, you know, 300 square foot motorhome, basically, you know, travel trailer. And you're like, oh, wow, this is, you know, this is huge. You know, this is nicer than my house. And those are the most common things that you hear. And the thing is, they have everything that you need. They have everything that's in your house. Even the travel trailers.
Yeah.
And you and I kind of walking, when you were out at the Labo, we kind of walked through like every different size of vehicle. And you can see that the amenities, even in the smaller travel trailers, are very similar to the big motorhomes. You know, you might just be missing a few things. Your motorhome will get you your dishwasher, which you're not going to have in a travel trailer.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you've got everything from in the smaller ones. You almost have everything that you have in the larger ones. It's just more compact and made for, you know, the person who doesn't want the big vehicle or they want the right payment or, you know, it's the perfect budget size for them. They have a place to store it, sort of thing.
It's a good point. You know, Warren, Starlink today, Skynet tomorrow, right? Before you know it. Hey, by the way, the RV show is happening the 27th and to the 29th at America Center. This is the 45th year, bigger and better than ever.
Yes, this is going to be one of the biggest shows that we have had in a long time. This is a very unique show, and I want to prepare a lot of people who have been down there before. There will be two entrances to the show. There will be an entrance in the old traditional hall 3-4 corner right there, and there will also be an entrance at the dome, and it'll kind of be a U-shaped layout because we have so much space for all of our dealers. We have a lot of vendors there. We have some unique vendors that we've never had before. But we're going to bring so much inventory to this show to make it one of the biggest shows that we've ever had. So it's going to be a really big deal. And, you know, Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5. You know, the biggest thing is we even have valet parking this year. because I know a lot of people, they go downtown, they're not really sure where should I be parking. If you go to the A entrance at the Dome, which I believe is at 7th and as I blank on the street right there.
No worries. You know what? Actually, Warren, let me just interject. Go to STLRV.com for all the all the information that you need. Warren Patton, thank you so much. Good luck at this giant show you guys are putting on the 27th through the 29th of January. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bo. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, we're back in just a minute with John Henderson from The Range to talk about these new ATF rules on braces for your pistols. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.